So yeah, I grew up in a typical African community, you know. Either in an African setup, either in a more metadida, more mekukosa, you know. It's almost like men and even boys were not allowed to be emotional. You know, from an early age, an early stage, you are told, alo, more mekukosa, you know. And even when you run to your mom as a kid, you are considered a mama's boy, you know what I mean? It was very discouraged, you know, and a lot of men grew up like that. And for some of us, abakobati, that type of thinking mixed with kuchula, you know, and, you know, poverty. Why some kubaide akobati? You have so many other things to worry about than your emotions. So a lot of people walk around broken, you know, because of that. You know, I remember like the time I was in high school, our school used to subsidize school fees for orphans. So every now and then they would just come into a classroom and just be like, how many of you guys have lost one of your parents? And you'd just see like maybe 40% of the class would raise their hands. How many of you guys have lost both your parents? Like 15-20% of the class. You know what I mean? This was just in high school. In fact, like right now, if you're my age and you have both your parents, consider yourself very, very lucky. You know what I mean? There are not so many of you. And that's not even the half of it. In fact, a lot of us went through so much growing up. My childhood drama. You are very lucky if you are psychologically okay. We know. For most of us, it's not even like we had to master suppressing our emotion or ignoring them. It was almost like we became immune. You see, there's a more hideous word against men, which I think has a lot to do with the socialization process. The expectation of men to be the strong one. You see, that's one hell of an expectation. It's actually terrible. I mean, what do you do with all the human vulnerability? It's like you always have to be a superhero, a big muscle man. But you're not, you're just a person. Some of you is strong and some of you is weak. Just a person. Just a person. And a full person has all the vulnerability in the world. It's okay. Limuntufi. Anyway, I just hope with these short videos I'm making, I'll be able to help spark a conversation that's been long overdue, man. I think it's important for us to start having conversations over just mental health and just let's normalize people expressing themselves about issues like this. I mean, it's okay not to be okay all the time. Just know you're not alone. And yeah, let's talk about it.